I am still Digital Dave.
And I am soon to be replaced Fast Eddie.
That's right. We've just been discussing improvements to the show, possibly.
Yep. And that would be replacing me. Yay! I get a break.
I was told I can be replaced by two monkeys and a typewriter.
Good luck with that.
Anyway, joining us is Mitch. We've decided, is that not correct?
Let's go with Mike.
Yeah, it was
or
Mike.
How about Michael?
Well, Mike with a CH on the end, right?
Yeah,
I'll take that.
AEL, it'll be all good.
See, budget cuts, I left
right,
off the AEL.
Right, we talked about the letters
about
being
that.
Missing earlier, yeah. Where they're shorter and shorter.
Yeah, geez.
Obviously, there's a pen shortage around here.
There's also an intelligence shortage, but we won't go into that.
We're all pooch then. So.
Yeah. So, Young Eagles winner.
I guess, right.
Yeah.
So, well, I didn't win any Young Eagles. But,
I know.
You know, I fly a couple of them every now and then.
Well, that's,
that's
incredible.
Good.
Program. My son flew Young Eagles here that far long ago.
Yeah, the time, it's a construct. I've never
quite
figured out. Yes,
it is. Yes.
You know, yesterday, 20 years ago, all same.
Well, you're right.
All right.
You're
right. Here's the big question. How many Young Eagles have been flown so far?
Well, we're hoping to come up total, you know, enterprise-wide. We're hoping by this time next year we should hit about 2.5 million. We're about, I think it's 2.35 now, million kids.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
It's a lot of kids.
Yeah, we ought to get a couple pilots out of that deal. Come
you
on.
You think? Couple, two, three, right?
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully.
There's quite a few Young Eagles that were flown when they were young who are now pilots flying Young Eagles.
There are.
And pretty soon, we're going to have a third generation doing that.
That is crazy.
Yeah, and make me feel old.
Well, that's easy, right?
Yeah. Because I am, yes.
Yeah, I make movie references, make other things, and the people go, when was that made?
Yes.
My day job, because of course I'm not a professional pilot, I'm just someone that has an addiction to burning 100 low lead.
Right.
And
well, it's evil. It must be burned.
It is. It must. We must destroy it.
Yeah.
I teach at a community college, and I'll make a reference. And a year or two ago, I referenced they said, well, how can I pass this class? I asked if they had a flux capacitor.
Oh.
And I got crickets.
Really?
So I brought in the following week between classes a working LaserDisc player and Back to the Future on LaserDisc.
Oh, my God.
No one cared about the movie. They
right.
wanted to see the giant DVD
right.
and how it worked.
Yeah. Yeah, bring in a record album and watch what
a
happens.
A LaserDisc. Jeez, they haven't been around for what, like 50 years?
Where did you
years?
Find one that still worked?
I think we're dating ourselves again on
could,
age.
Yeah, could yeah. be.
The 8-track player of the video world.
Exactly.
Yeah, really.
I have none of those. I have 8-tracks, nothing that'll play them.
Yeah, exactly. So on average, is there how many Young Eagles a day? Our phone.
Well, you're asking me for math, and math is our friend.
Hard,
well,
yes.
Math is good, and more math is gooder, and you should maybe take an English class, too. But
right.
So it's a lot of kids that are flown, and I can only speak to our chapter in Minnesota, but chapter 237. We're out of the Blaine Airport there. We generally fly between 50 and 70 kids a month. We fly all year long.
Wow.
And
so you've got, like, freeze-proof kids.
Not necessarily, but you know, yeah. they're less chatty when they're cold.
Yeah,
they're chattery, but not chatty.
Yeah.
So we fly them all year. We generally have 3 to 6 aircraft flying, hopefully
with
more.
Heat.
With heat, yes.
Yeah.
We're not on descent or taxi, but on climb and cruise, yeah, we've got heat.
Wow.
And we've had a great time doing it, and we have good numbers. We've got good pilots and a phenomenal ground team, and the marshallers we have are great. And it was really a surprise when I got a phone call. Well, I got an email that I almost deleted, and then a phone call from the Phillips 66 people for this leadership award, and I was completely taken aback.
Well, I'm glad you got it. You deserve it.
Well, and having just met me, I'm sure you know that.
Yes.
Right? We're very good
digital.
At judging
character.
Right.
You're digital. You know everything.
Yeah.
So.
No, I used to be number one. Now I'm just zero.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
All
I thought
right.
I saw two. Anyway. Sorry, binary.
Yeah, exactly. math, he says.
You know, one thing I didn't expect, I didn't think that you would be able to fly young eagles all year round in, of all places, Minnesota.
Right.
Minnesota.
Well, you know, there are fewer flip-flops in the wintertime.
That's
so that
true.
Makes easy.
And shorts.
And well, we do get shorts all year long. Not on me, but on some of the...
That's, yes,
that's
never
insane.
Mind.
That's insane.
Right. Right, it is. So, yeah, we fly all year long. People are asking, well, I've always been taught, if you're flying, dress like you're walking home. So we, you know, okay. if you get a flat tire, you got to walk in from the ramp or someplace, and you're going to spend a little time outside the airplane. We do a little more of the pre-flight with the kids inside during the winter, but we do still do the walk around on the airplane.
And, right, and then you just got to keep the preheater going.
I don't have one of those, so we just try to, you know, not take real long between flights.
Right, right.
I was going to say, you're not checking your fuel for water, you're checking it for ice.
For ice, right. Exactly right, exactly
up.
Right.
Wow. Brain dead. Anyway.
It's okay. Three guys and a mic. No, three mics. And anyway, so we should be able to fake something out for a little while.
Think,
but,
huh?
No, but the Young Eagle program has been phenomenal. And for me, it really helps inspire me to fly all of the, well, not all the time, but as much as I can afford to, both in time and capital. But the Young Eagle program gives me a mission that I want to go fly. And that and sharing that experience
and
with the kids.
Yeah, that's the reward for the pilot.
It really is. And it's like, well, do I really want to get up at 5:30?
Right.
No, I do not.
But
if I get up at 5:30, by 7 o'clock, I'm at the airport. By 8 o'clock, McLean and I have already played a little bit. And at 9 o'clock, we start flying kids.
Now, over all these 30 years, I mean, we've got different generations popping in. The reaction's always the same? That's universal?
I'll tell you what. The spark that you get when flying a kid, and in the thing, press release, I just read it so I knew who I was. But so in the bio, they published one of the things I did on the phone interview, and that was when I look over to the right seat and I see some, you know, 8 or 10, but usually 12-year-olds that really understand what's going on. The program's open to kids 8 to 17. But when I see, like, the 12-year-old just light up when they've got the hands on the yoke and I'm playing with the socials while I'm flying. I mean, taking their picture, right?
Gathering information.
Right. Yeah, that's it. I'm getting a picture, evidence, you know, for that.
Evidence.
And do the hands up so if there's a backseat riders, they see that the young person is flying the plane. That spark, that feeling of confidence that you can see in their expression, sparks that back into me every single flight.
So you do this, you've got the youngster in the right seat flying the airplane. How long does it take for the back seaters to stop screaming?
Well, it depends on whether we're doing the dipsy doodles or not.
You know,
a little bit on that. So I had one young eagle a number of years ago, I don't know, 65-pound girl flying that. We did the very gentle up, very gentle down, because, you know, we have the parameters for what we're allowed to do in the plane with the kids. And she asked if she could try one, and I said, absolutely. And this 65-pound girl lock-elbowed the yoke.
Oh!
Did she
bring it back, or did you have to convince her?
I said, my airplane, because we had a briefing on that beforehand, because briefing's really important. And then my airplane controlled, and I thought we'd be, I mean, I've got cloth seats and relatively new carpeting. I thought we'd have a little downtime between flights. And I asked kids in the back, and they're like, can we do that again? I'm like, not today. We'll do that another time, maybe.
That's what I figured the reaction was going to be.
No, it was phenomenal. It was
fun.
And the different people you meet. I work at a school, and I try to promote the program there. I teach IT. Well, I teach students, but I teach them about IT. And I'm really trying to bring in the EAA and stuff. And a number of my students now are chapter members. A couple of them are interested in pursuing stuff through the Eagle Flight programs, and their capital may not be ready yet, but they're starting to bring their kids, their siblings in. And we're getting some exposure to different demographics than we've had before. And it's a great way to get people who would not get past the airport fence, and start engaging in our community.
Right. That's a problem with airports now. All that's changing. You just can't go. When we were kids, Philly International had an observation deck. You could go up on the roof and watch the airplanes moving around and stuff, and that was fascinating.
And if you rode your bike to a little municipal airport, odds are good.
Yep.
If you could take bugs off a leading edge, you could get a ride that day.
Yeah.
So, and that has changed a lot.
Yep, unfortunately. But you guys are working to fix that.
We are working to fix it.
And it's good to see that the kids are taking an interest in it, too, because one of the big problems that I see in a lot of areas are getting young people interested in what it is that we're doing.
Right. And it really is interesting to see, you know, an airplane, they're not free. Airplanes aren't free and flying is not free. So you have to encourage them. Maybe you don't want to be an airline pilot. Maybe you don't want to be a charter pilot. Maybe you don't want to be a pilot, but you want to be engaged in the community. Maybe you like engineering or maybe you like logistics. And the Young Eagle program allows us the opportunity to catch kids younger so we can help them hint that maybe when they go to high school, they want to take a little more challenging classes, maybe follow in the sciences and do more of the STEM program so they can get a degree or a trade show, a trade gig that is in the industry.
And there's a lot of it.
There is a lot.
And the opportunities for this are only going to get more and more.
Right. Everything from 3D printing to, again, logistics to just scheduling.
I'm not ready to fly an airplane with a 3D printed pilot. I just want to put that out there.
You know, I think they've got one of those inflatable ones down the way there, but it was from some movie.
I understand. He started a school for autopilots.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. So it's more rewarding to be the pilot than it is to be the Young Eagle.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
Yes, they don't, but you do.
Exactly. And when we do our rallies that aren't always convenient for everyone, we'll go up and do small group flights. They think we're doing them a favor. They're helping push the airplanes back in the hangar, and that's their job. And it's helpful for everyone.
Good. All right. We've been talking with Mike from Young Eagles. He's a Young Eagles Leadership Award winner, I believe.
I believe.
And
I got 2 seconds?
Yep, go.
Say my last name.
I don't have it.
Oh, well, fairness, Krasincic.
Oh, yes. Okay, I can spell that one. Rolls right off the tongue.
You go. All right.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.